Sharpologist.com.
You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is July 8th, 2019. Alright guys, welcome back to the podcast, and happy Independence Day to you all from the United States, and happy Canada Day. Both those holidays happened over the last week, so I hope everybody had a great time, a nice and safe holiday with all their friends and family as well. So guys, we got a lot on the podcast plate today. We're going to talk a little bit about a few things, and we also have a very special interview that Mantic was able to do while he was in the Maggards meetup a few months ago. So we have a lot of stuff, a lot of great stuff to talk about. So I won't get too off track during this podcast today. But today on the show, we're going to talk about a week with the Razor Rock 0.84 gap Game Changer DE. I was able to pick one up recently and I tried it out, and I'll tell you my thoughts on that razor. Carbon Shaving Company. This is a new shaving company that just came out that's producing a CNC machines safety razor. I was able to speak to them. I'm going to have more content on that razor in a little bit. There's only one model out right now, but it's been really interesting. I've been seeing quite a few positive reviews online. Just a few, because it just really came out. I was able to talk to the people that are behind that razor a little bit, and I'll be having more in-depth content of that razor company in the near future. The Holy Black Ruby Red Creeper released. Yes, this is one of the bigger ones that they do. The second largest release they have per year. This is this in between their and next to their Halloween, which if you guys are not aware of the Holy Black, they do. They're very well known for their over the top advertising and a lot of gear that comes out. Very unique, very good, very special stuff they come out with. Very good performing stuff as well. And I was able to actually pick up a Ruby Red Creeper this year. First time ever. And 3 years of doing creepers, I was able to get one. I'll talk to you a little bit about my thoughts on that. And then we have the actual interview with Mantic 59 and Oleo Soapwork. So we do not want to miss that. I'm very interested in that actual. I've always been interested in that artisan using duck fat soaps and stuff. It's been great. I've had a few of her soaps as well, and they've been working out very well for me. So finally get to hear a good interview with that artisan as well. So you don't want to miss it, guys. Without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, guys. So I don't know if you've been listening for, you know, a year or two. I was able to pick up a Game Changer when I first came out, like the second or third release from Razor Rock. Now, Razor Rock is a, you know, artisan based out of Canada. And if you also know who Italian Barber is, it's the same company, right? They do a lot of different soaps. And they have actually Italian shave products. I was able to get a couple of stuff from them as well. But they are known for budget friendly razors and brushes that come out that you can actually afford and buy that are actually decent quality. So the Game Changer, there's a 0.68 gap, which is a very mild Game Changer razor, right? It's a double-edged safety razor with solid bar. And they're made in Canada, CNC machined, and individually numbered, and they're actually very good quality, I'll be honest with you. I actually went to Italy for work last month, and I brought the 0.68 Grand Game Changer with me. I usually bring a blue tip Gillette, but you know, I was like, I really want a three-piece razor to bring with me on this trip. I was a little bit, you know, I'll be honest, I just had, the baby just came, a little bit depressed, I was going away. So I wanted something that at least I can enjoy my shave. I wanted something that was a little better quality than a blue tip, even though I love the blue tip and it works great when I go traveling. So I said, okay, I'll bring the Game Changer. If I lose it, I can get another one. You know, I don't bring my really expensive stuff because if I lose it, I'm not going to be able to get another one that easily. So I brought it with me, and I brought it with the Halo handle, the cheaper handle. And that's one thing I'll tell you guys about the Razor Rock razors. They're good quality. I think the heads are great, but I'm going to be honest. I think the handles have a little bit to be desired. I'm going to be completely honest. I think the handles are, but they're not that great. I think they're a little bit cheaper. I don't think the handles are made from the same artisan or the same machine shop that does the heads. I'm not going to complain too much because let me tell you, for the price of $55, you really can't complain for what you get with this razor. It's a nice, good, it's a good razor. And if you have better handles at home, pair it up with a better handle. I do highly recommend that. So I brought the Game Changer with me for around 11 days. I used it every single day because I do have to shave every day for work. And it was nice. It's a nice shave. You don't have to really worry about it too much. But I was like, you know, I really enjoy this razor. It's a good quality razor. It gives me a great shave, but I want something a little bit more aggressive. You know, something that's just a little bit more, it's going to make me think a little bit when I shave. So I saw that I got an email from Italian Barber, and they sent me that the Game Changer 0.84 was available. All right. And I'm like, all right, you know, I haven't bought anything all year. I'm going to buy it. So I got one. It came in the mail last week, and I was going to use it for a whole week. And the first shave I used with it, I was really impressed. I'm going to be completely honest. I really enjoyed it. It was a clean shave. It was like using a more aggressive, higher end razor, right? I couldn't believe that it was only $55, to be honest, with the handle. Now I got it with the Bulldog handle and, you know, the Icon Bulldog handle and also the Weber Bulldog handle are better quality. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't too crazy about it, and that's why they're only like $15 if you go online and on Razor Rock site and you look for a handle. I think they have better handles than this, even at the Razor Rock site, but this was what was available because it was all sold out already, which I kind of regret because right now as I'm recording this, they're all available now. The Halo handles, the radio knob handles, they're all available now on the site with this razor. So I shaved with it, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. This is really great. And I kept on using it, and I noticed that it just felt like it really balanced out for me. So all I'm going to say is that the 0.84, if you're into a semi-aggressive razor, it's not that bad, right? It's not that crazy. I highly recommend getting it. Now, while I was on the site, I noticed that they have an open comb. They call it the Jaws Game Changer. I didn't try that. It wasn't available at the time, but I would think if I could buy like the head of the razor or just the actual base plate that you can use with the top cap of the regular one, I will give that one a try and see how it works. I was thinking about that as well. So, I mean, this is really like an awesome package for $55. So if you're in the market for a new safety razor and you want something a little bit more aggressive, but not overly aggressive, something that's going to shave you clean, that the head is really high quality, and if you have your own handle or if you don't mind the handle yourself, again, the handle's not bad. It's not bad, but when you pick up a really good, like, high quality handle, it's a little different. You know, the weight, the grip and everything, it's just, you can definitely tell. But if it doesn't bother you and you don't mind, for $55, this is probably one of the best buys under $100 in the wet shaving right now. I'm going to be honest. Both, if you want the 0.68, you can't go wrong with that either. So a lot of people ask me, you know, what kind of stuff do you like get for under $100? You know, I see a lot of people talking about these high-end razors. I can't afford them. I can't justify the price. You know, I don't want to buy anything expensive. I want something on the lower end or cheaper. I would definitely recommend this razor. Definitely, guys, I would recommend this razor to anybody who's looking for a good shave. All right, great starter razor. I think the 0.68 would be a better starter razor, but the 0.84 would be something for someone with a little bit more experience. So, you know, I had a great time with the 6.8 on my trip. I think I'll definitely bring it again with me. And the 8.4 is just starting to impress, just really just impresses me. I'm really happy with the performance on this razor. So, guys, that's my thoughts in a nutshell here, a little bit more than a nutshell. So, if you're interested or you have any questions, you know, always to email me. I left a link to the show note in the show notes to the actual listing of the Game Changer 0.84. So, they are available as of this podcast. So check them out if you are interested, and then let me know your thoughts or if you think, you know, anything differently, or if you found something else that's better. So guys, moving all right along, the Carbon Shave Company, something I just discovered recently online when I was just looking around, just Googling, and I found that there was a pass around going on at I think it's a DFS Shave Forum with one of these razors, and out of nowhere this company emerges with a 316, you know, stainless steel, right, safety razor. Now, just recently we talked about, you know, Wolfman uses 316, I think Timeless uses 316, even the Razor Rock Game Changer we just talked about, that head is made out of 316. This is also, I think Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, their stainless steel razors, he uses 316. These are like a really strong stainless steel, really resistant to rust, probably the best, it's marine grade, so it can be wet all the time, right? They're really the best stainless steel that I've seen for razors. I'm sure there's better ones, but for the price, I think it's, you know, the best quality. And they also make a killer polish if you really put your time into it, and polishing them and sanding them down. So out of nowhere, this guy comes out, Carbon Shave Company, with 100% 316L, right, stainless steel razor, a three-piece CNC machined safety razor, right? Design made, everything in the USA. It's made here. The handle has a dual grip, with a polishing barrel in between. And it's basically, it looks like kind of like a Gillette Tech type style for the head. I'm not too sure, but I'd have to really take a look at it in person. It's, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. I'm trying to describe it. It does kind of look a little bit like the Game Changer or like a Wolfman WR1. It's that style, the thinner style. It's not like a Timeless, or it's not like an above the tie or a Rockwell razor. So it's a thinner style razor, but it does look pretty nice. And from what I've heard, it's got some decent reviews on it. So I left the link for the show notes here to the actual website. The price, I think, is $250 for this razor. It is on the higher spectrum. I'm going to be honest, for a safety razor with really that just came out and that nobody knows anything about. Now, the last guy that did the razor that came out like this was that had a little problem and is not here anymore. I'm not going to mention the name. We did talk about them briefly. But that razor that came out was in the $300 range, right? They're not here. They lasted less than a year in the market. There's still some out there you can take a look and find. But, you know, for the respect out of the artisan and everything like that, there was a lot of stuff that went on with that. We'll just leave them nameless. I'm sure you can figure it out. If you've been around the wet shaving world for a little while, you'll know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, this razor looks really interesting. And I'm going to try and get a hold of one, I think, probably in the next few months. Again, it's just, that's a big investment for something that really nobody knows about, but also you could be on the ground floor of something really great. I did email the company itself, and I talked to Sean over there. So I'm not sure who Sean is. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him in the forums. I'm not sure if I know him already or not. But we're going back and forth about the story. So pretty soon I'll have a story on this razor, and I'll probably end up picking one up to try it, and then maybe I'll do a review, and we can see if this guy is all it's worth, because it's a high quality built razor. Definitely looks nice and got my attention. And the price point's under some of those other ones that we're talking about. It's in line. It's on the mid to high spectrum of price for that type of razor. So we do have to be, you know, cautious when looking at this, because the last one that came out was on the higher spectrum. Decent shaves wasn't all that great. Wasn't very impressed with it. So we'll definitely see what's going on with this, and hopefully we get some really good reviews. So far, so good. It's been going on a pass around, and I've been seeing some good stuff. It's all about it. So, all right, guys. So moving right along, we're going to talk about the Holy Black Ruby Red Creeper. All right, say that three times fast. So Holy Black does a release. They do a release for Christmas. They do a release for Halloween, and they do a release for the summertime. Ruby Red Creeper is their latest creeper product that they've come out with. Now, they usually do a video. They've done every creeper. I think the last creeper was a tangerine creeper. They did a video. They did a video for this one, like a music, like type of like introduction video. It's kind of like a little movie. And the packaging is over the top. If you look at the picture, it comes in a ceramic dish. It comes in, the aftershave comes in like a round type looking like container I've never seen before. And the price point's around $80 retail. And you can see it's on eBay. A lot of people sell for $150, $200, $300 afterwards. You know, that's the market. That's what they want. It's limited to 300. So if people want to do that, that's fine. I actually bought one to use. So I started using it. I'm going to have a review on it pretty soon. The creeper products there's like a methanol type essence to them. They really make you feel cold. So it's great for the summer. And the scents are usually summer based. So tangerine, lavender, and then this year is a ruby red grapefruit. So my thoughts on Holy Black's releases. I'm a big fan of what they do for the wet shaving world. I think these guys over there are probably some of the smartest people in wet shaving. I think they know the trends, they research them, and they put their homework and time into it for the releases more than anybody else you'll probably ever meet. Okay? There's a couple of them out there. You have Doug from PAA, you have Will from Barrister & Mann. These guys also put in a lot of time to the releases with packaging and everything like this too. I think Holy Black does less releases than the other two, but puts more of an emphasis on everything else. Like they do a whole big bit on their releases. And luckily they have good products that back it up. Now, would I pay $400 for one or $300 for one? Probably not. But for $80, this is a set that I think is very well worth it. You get the aftershaves are barrel aged for 2 years. And the soaps are, the soap this year actually has that little ruby inside of it. And there's actually one soap going around that's got the large ruby in there. Whole story's on their website. I left the link to the show note in the show notes there. It sold out in about 12 minutes. What I do with the releases is I just went online as soon as it went on at around 8 o'clock when they said it was going to go online, right? And I just bought it as quickly as I can. Have your PayPal account ready. And I was able to pick one up. I know a lot of people had some problems, but, great set. Performance is spot on. The aftershave lasts for about, I don't know, for a few hours. Even when I got home, I'm still smelling it on my hands, and it does make you feel brisk and cool on your face for at least 30 minutes afterwards. I mean, I was very impressed. I'm very impressed with the soap. I'm going to do more of an in-depth, like, review and breakdown of it, in the near future too as well, because it just came out. I haven't had that much time to really mess with it. So, guys, if you haven't checked it out yet, check them out, Holy Black, and I left the link to the show notes to the actual listing of the Ruby Red Creeper. And remember, always watch Holy Black and sign up for their email list, because they do throwbacks and they do secret stash series where they'll have like this Ruby Red Creeper come out with their aftershave. Won't be in the same packaging, but you'll save a lot of money that way, and you may be able to pick it up even if you couldn't get it on their original release. You might be have the soap or the aftershave or the other. They do several of those secret stash releases a year as well. All right, guys, so next up is Mantic 59's interview with Oleo Shaveworks. You got to give her some credit. The duck fat soaps they came out with are really nice. I had some Oleo soaps from back in the day, and I always thought the scents and scent profile was really nice, and they've been experimenting with duck fat too, which I think is even better. So great job over there with Oleo Shaveworks. Sorry, I keep saying Soapworks, but it is a soap. They do, you know, they're known for their soap. So check out the interview, guys, right now, and I'll leave it up to Mantic 59.
Hi, Mantic 59 here at the Maggards Meetup in Adrian, Michigan, with Vita Perez of Oleo & Company. Thanks for sitting down with me again this year.
Sure, thanks for having me.
This is a repeat, and in a way, this is something new. We spoke last year, and for very unfortunate technical reasons, the video we made at the previous Maggards meetup went west on me. It was corrupted and didn't work very well at all, so it never got put on. So hopefully this one will be a lot easier.
Here's hope.
And also last year, you were kind of doing it as a side business, mm-hmm. and had decided to go into just the wholesale bit. Mm-hmm. But then, today I find out you are not only back, you're back big with Oleo and doing it full-time and back to doing shave soaps,
right.
among other things.
Sure.
So that just kind of, frankly, blew me away. So I definitely want to talk to you about that while we're here. But first, for those who aren't maybe real familiar with you or Oleo, would you mind giving a short background on who you are and how you got into this and where things stand right now?
Sure. So, I'm Vita Perez, based out of Chicago. I started the company in 2016, started making bath soap after finding that commercially produced bath soap was doing more harm to my skin than good. Lots of practice, lots of experiments, and I got myself going with that. At the very end of that first year, my husband asked me to make him a man soap, and I told him I'm going to need a little bit of information in that. Is it something that I can use to shave? And I said, okay. I did quite a bit of research on that, and over the course of about 45 days, I probably made just as many variations of batches till I got to a point where there was something that I wanted to share with people. And that was our first vegan base. That one was our only base, actually, for the first year. And then as I was experimenting with using animal fats, at the end of that second year, we launched what was our canard base.
And for those who aren't familiar with canard bases, think duck fat.
Exactly. And for a short time, I had the vegan base and the duck fat base. And then we decided, just after looking at how things were going, to just discontinue the vegan base completely and have just been working with the duck fat base since then.
Wow, that's terrific. What's your best seller right now?
That's a tough one because there's a few that are neck and neck. Windy City Barbershop is very popular. Shiloh is very popular. And those are two quite different soaps, and they're both within the groups that enjoy them. They all feel that they're familiar enough but different enough to kind of have their own following, so to speak. Shiloh is based on Acqua di Parma, which a lot of people have smelled. It's as close to the original rendition, this is just what I've been told, the original, as most people have smelled. So I'm very happy. Those are the words of the customers themselves. And they're happy with the base that we've landed on. And the people that like our barbershop, it's also a very unique rendition of a barbershop scent. And, you know, we have a few things that identify with Chicago in there, aside from the label, which is the inclusion of smoke. You know, if you know what's going on in Chicago, you know, there's always smoke somewhere. So yeah, those are our top sellers right now. And then, you know, there's other things that are kind of chasing those top sellers. Excursion is up there. The release of our newest one. It's one of those things that very quickly has kind of spread around and people are interested in finding out about it.
And do you still do formulations for others? Like, for example, I know you did some for West Coast Shaving. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I'm still working with a couple of different companies. They are one of the ones that I'm working with. And they obviously have their own versions or twists or whatnot. We provide them with a base product and they kind of take it from there.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't do the entire blend. You supply them a portion of it.
Right, we give them the soap base, and they either send us fragrances to add to that, or there's something that we work on together.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. And I was surprised and pleased to find out, as we were talking earlier, that you've taken this Oleo and Company from a part-time gig to a full-time job.
That's right.
When did that happen?
This was something that my husband and I have been talking about for... That was kind of the goal from when I started the company, and he's a very... down to the earth kind of numbers guy. So he's like, all right, you got to make it work. So that was it. Our first year as a very small fledgling business. Obviously, we're still small, but it was just kind of learning the lay of the land, so to speak, in many ways. So I would say that as a first year business, it was literally just getting a toe wet. I can't even say our feet got wet. But thanks to the way the wet shaving community works, they are solely responsible for making sure that the name Oleo got out there, because, you know, I don't advertise. I just started posting on Instagram, and it's one of those things where somebody finds you and then someone else finds you because they talk to the first person and that kind of thing. So when I was just working my way through getting to know the community and letting them get to know me, you know, you're focused on sales, but also establishing relationships and having people who trust you and your brand enough to continue to talk about you and enough to continue to purchase from you is really what makes it possible to take it from a nighttime side job to something full-time. So 2016, it was not even on the horizon. But after a lot of hard work and a lot of support from our customers, I was able to go full-time last year, right around my 40th birthday, which was an awesome gift to give myself. And I kind of made that determination. This was the only time I was going to be this age with this energy, with this kind of opportunity, and decided to go for it. And that's where we're at.
Wow, that is fantastic, particularly with the support of the wet shaver community. And as you just kind of mentioned, you get really known just through social media.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got an Instagram account, a Facebook account? Where are you seen?
I'm seen mostly on Instagram, and that's kind of where it all started. I just started posting pictures of things that I was making. At that time, there was not just the shave of the day pictures, but actual pictures of the lather. Nobody knew me yet. So they were just going to look based on what the product looked like. And it's one of those things where you will do anything to make sure that everybody gets to try it out and get their feedback from them. And you kind of tweak based on that, because these are people who know what they do. They've been shaving for years, and they know what they're looking for. So, yeah, Instagram is where we started. And then we moved over onto Facebook, which is obviously a much wider audience. But, yeah, if it was not for those wet shavers, I wouldn't be here right now.
That's cool. That's really neat. Okay. Do you have any other products besides shave products?
Yeah, where I started out with bath soap. And the mission of Oleo at the very beginning was to make bath products that were accessible to everyone. I started making bath soap because commercially produced stuff was kind of turning me into what I used to call lizard skin. Really dry skin, eczema, psoriasis, all sorts of things that I realized were just exacerbated by the stuff that was going into commercially produced soap. So I started researching that, and obviously, one determines if I'm having an issue with commercially produced products, there's probably other people too. And the same way that the people who found me via wet shaving community is the same way that other folks have also found my products. And there's that resurgence of interest in those things, people asking about the different bath soaps I make, the moisturizers, and the products that are geared toward people who are dealing with things like eczema and psoriasis.
Wow. So what's coming then from Oleo and Company? What's coming down the line?
Well, in terms of wet shaving specifically, we got a couple of fragrances, some tobacco scents that are very popular, headed towards the fall, that sort of thing, but also bath products that are, and a lot of them are going to be unscented because, you know, if you're a person with sensitive skin, fragrance could be a culprit there. But also things that are more gently scented that are made with essential oils versus synthetic fragrance oils that also provide skin benefits.
And then when you say these products are accessible, how do you mean that?
Accessible in terms of ingredients that aren't known to be allergens and accessible in terms of price.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these are going to be modestly priced products?
Definitely modestly priced. And what I've done now, actually, is when people place orders, every now and then I'll reach out to them to see if there's anything else in the store that they would have been interested in, and I'll try and include a sample of something so that they can get a first-hand account without that pressure of having to spend more money on the product.
Okay, that's great. And what is your primary outlet now? I assume the website, or should they be going to another website to check out your products?
Actually, for a while there, I had made a decision, because I was still working, I had made a decision to only do wholesale because it was literally a situation where I was only sleeping a couple of hours a night, which after doing that for around 2 years got pretty exhausting. So I had made an announcement on my Instagram that I was only going to do wholesale, and that was kind of it. I was decided about that, but luckily I was able to make the decision to go full-time. So I'm doing retail again. I'm doing direct sales again directly on my website. So anything that anyone is looking for that I make with Olio's brand name on it, you can find it on the website.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with us, Vita.
Absolutely.
And congratulations again. I'm really happy for your success.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a good day here at Maggard's, and we'll see you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So that concludes our podcast for the week. Now, a couple of things I did want to talk about is I will be having a new survey coming out in the near future. The survey will be based upon questions I'll be asking you guys regarding products and stuff that were throughout the year, so we can do our end of the year bash show. That will be coming out soon in the next couple of weeks. I'll have that new survey out, and so we'll give you a good amount of time to fill it out, and everybody gets to participate in it. First off, I want to thank Mark, aka Mantic59, for everything he does in the wet shaving world, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And if you ever have a question or would like to contact me, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com is where you can find me. All right, guys. So until then, our next show will be on the 22nd of July. So I won't be seeing you until then. But when we do, I'll have some new special stuff for you. Some news coming up within the wet shaving world that I'd like to share. And a lot of great stuff and another interview with Mantic59. So can't beat it. Guys, having a lot of fun this summer season. I'm starting to kind of get more involved in the forums and on Facebook too, so look for me out there. If you have any questions, remember, send them on over to me. So until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.